It's Surge 105 with a very special guest on the show today. AWOL Nation is getting ready to release their fifth studio album at the end of August, and to talk about the new song, and I'm sure a bit more, is the frontman, the founder of AWOL Nation, Aaron Bruno, on Surge 105. Aaron, thanks so much for coming on. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you over video, and nice to see you over video, too.
I'm not afraid to do the video.
We both look good, and it's good.
Speak for yourself, man. I don't know about that over here. It was so hot when I started doing this an hour ago. I was shirtless, so that was kind of weird. But now I got a shirt on, so I'm feeling extra good now. Dust is settled. Let's rock.
Are we chatting with you from LA?
Yeah, I'm actually north of Los Angeles, though. I don't live in Hollywood or LA. I live in between Malibu and Agoura Hills, basically up in the middle of the mountains.
But it's still hot nonetheless.
Hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. It was just hot in the studio room because I came in here and just immediately, I came in here before anyone had turned on the AC, so it was a little stuffy.
Mm.
And to give you more information you don't care about, we're definitely having a rodent problem. So there's some mice and some mice traps that we're dealing with here and there.
Well, that's fun. I mean, we deal with our mice up here in little old Nova Scotia. We're going through a heat wave here this week. But by the time AWOL Nation's new album is out, hopefully the crazy heat is gone. August 30th, the new album, The Phantom 5, is coming out. And it's been a couple of years since AWOL Nation's put out full-on new material, right? Like original material.
Correct. There were a couple songs we released in between, but it was kind of to get it off, so I said correct is half correct. This is the first, you know, full album and concept really that feels complete that I've released in a long time.
Would have been the first album since about 2020 in that definition there?
Correct. Actually correct.
Bang on this time.
Yeah.
Just reading, you know, some descriptions say it's like a greatest hits album that's going to be coming out. So a little something for everyone.
I hope so. That's the goal. You know, I've had other records that felt more like conceptual, and this just feels like you know, a journal entry of and a bit of therapy after what we all went through over the last 4 years. And you know, music's always the one thing that connects us, regardless of where you're coming from or where you live or what your belief system is. And you know, hopefully, this is just an extension of that concept.
Is one element of this album fatherhood? I mean, during these crazy couple of years, you became a father to twins.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's unavoidable, and changed my life for the better forever. And all the cliches are totally true. That you know, before I was a father, everybody would talk about this, and I had, you know, nothing to add to that. And now I do, but I don't want to be annoying or too boring to people who aren't parents. So I will say having dogs, that was pretty good prep for this, but the difference is unbelievable. You know, how much more serious it is, you know, definitely. But it also allowed me to really choose my time wisely. You know, I was kind of floating around, especially during that time of tours being shut down and all that. So it's been nice to almost re-energize my appreciation for this wonderful opportunity to make music for people who actually care. Who actually care to listen to it. So there was a laser focus on these songs and what went into them, and you know, I hope people could feel that.
To quickly go back to being a father and twins, you know, Father's Day just passed, but if someone is expecting and they find out, hey, twins are on the way, what piece of advice can you give them?
None. None. It's so much gnarlier than you even think. I mean, when I found out the news, it seemed meant to be. So no part of me was like, oh my God, I'm scared or overwhelmed. I just seemed like it was all playing out the way it was designed in a lot of ways. And so, you know, just get better at multitasking. And funny enough, I think it's allowed me to be better at multitasking personally, and I've been able to release this other heavy metal hardcore band called the Barbarians of California simultaneously. And I don't think I would have done that before. But now I was looking at, well, one, I had a bunch of time to do stuff because, again, all these tours got canceled. And I know I'm talking about old news and we're all moving past that. And that's great and beautiful. But I had a lot of time to make a lot of music. And this is a result of it.
Well, reflection's a big thing, right? You're reflecting on events that happened that led to now.
Yeah. And writing during those events, you know. And so the reflection really is more about listening to the songs or learning how to play them live. Now, and you know, with like a song like Panoramic View, we've been doing you know, stripped down versions of that song, and it's been very rewarding, and it's a fun song to play. And you know, I've been part of songs in different campaigns where you have to play the acoustic version of the song and it doesn't feel right, and it doesn't necessarily feel it's not fun, right? And but this song luckily is really is both therapeutic and enjoyable to play. And I think Eddie Vedder said it best a while ago, and he probably lifted it from someone else, but he said a good song should be able to be performed with an acoustic guitar as well as with the whole band plugged in.
We're talking with Aaron Bruno from AWOL Nation. They've got the new album coming out. You've got some tour dates coming up this summer. It looks like you've got one Canadian date in the mix. We'd love to see AWOL Nation back in Canada. Is there any plans to do more touring going into the new year, or is this a step-by-step, see-where-things-go thing?
I'm just building the thing brick by brick, you know, but I can't imagine not going to more places in Canada towards the end of the year.
We'd love to see you on the East Coast here in Canada.
Yeah, we would love to go.
We'll make sure all the mice are out of the way. I know you're dealing with it down there.
Yeah, no mice, but, you know... I'm not one of those people that's terrified of mice or rodents or whatever. You know, they're kind of cute if you look at it, but there's just this stereotype of people just jumping up on the couch or the table when they see mice or rats. But like, if you really look at them, they're quite cute, and you just got to handle it. Roll up your sleeves and deal with it.
Maybe like a fancy rat, one of those the white ones that are caged pets, but nonetheless, though, Aaron, we can't wait to hear the full album. We're going to play Panoramic View here on Surge 105 in Halifax. But for someone that may have only heard Sail, what are they going to hear with the new album come the end of August?
Hopefully, a bunch of great songs. And if you've had the opportunity to, well, you said if someone's only heard Sail, well, you know, time has shown that most people consider Sail to be an okay song, let's just say. And I'd like to think that, you know, this album is full of a bunch of okay plus songs as well.
It's a good way of putting it. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us about the new album, the new song, and wishing you all the best. And hopefully we will see AWOL Nation here in Halifax and the rest of the Maritimes on a full Canadian tour.
I would love that. Thank you for having me.